Simplify your daily commute with traffic alerts. On-demand traffic on 630WPRO.com.
Hi, everyone. We are back. You're listening to the Positive Living Show right here on News Talk 630 WPRO, and I'm Patricia Raskin. This is a specially pre-recorded program for you. You won't be calling in, but we are very privileged and honored to have today as our guest for the entire show, Dr. Mehmet Oz, MD, health expert of the Oprah Winfrey Show, and professor and vice chair of surgery at New York Presbyterian Columbia University. He's co-author of the new book, You Staying Young, The Owner's Manual for Extending Your Warranty. Okay, prevention of heart disease. That seems to be such a huge issue. Talk about that.
Well, most people don't realize that when we talk about heart disease, we're talking about really rusting of the arteries of the body. And that is the number one cause of aging, period. And we try to figure out why it is that people don't get that story. We realize that we've made this story a bit too simple, and so people say, well, hold on, is that really the whole problem? Let's go over what we're talking about. When you're about 18 years of age, you begin to develop soft little plaques in your arteries. At 18 years of age, and we know that, by the way, from the Korean War experience, where young GIs who had been killed had autopsies, and they found this. Now, when we realize that, we begin to say to ourselves, okay, what is fundamentally different about the way we are taking care of our arteries compared to what happened 1,000 years ago when heart disease was relatively uncommon? Mm-hmm. And the reality is that because of the foods we're eating in particular, we are creating an inflammatory condition that rusts the inside of arteries. Mm-hmm. That's what atherosclerosis, or hardening of the arteries, is really about. It's about damaging those very thin Teflon layered coatings of our arteries. So the body begins to try to repair it, and in that reparative process ends up damaging by mistake these critical tubes that bring nourishing blood to our brain, to our heart, mm-hmm. to our kidneys, and everywhere else. So atherosclerosis, or hardening of the arteries, starts when we're young, and we have a huge amount of control over it. When friends of mine like Dean Orner speak of reversing heart disease, they're not speaking figuratively. You really can reverse heart disease.
Okay, what do we do?
Number one, you got to cut out the trans fats and saturated fats. Mm-hmm. Now, this doesn't mean you got to live some aesthetic life like a monk. You can actually get rid of hot dogs and hamburgers and not feel like life's not worth living.
But now on foods, don't we have the trans fat listed on our foods now when we go to the grocery store?
They're all listed there, and which is one of the reasons it's so infuriating that people don't check for it. But mm-hmm. if it says trans fats on the label, any trans fats, period, or if it has hydrogenated fats in the ingredient list, you just don't want that because your body doesn't know how to deal with those. These are fake fats that were created about 100 years ago by the candle industry. You know, animal fats were expensive, and they realized they could take vegetable oils and saturate them. And by doing that, make them hard so you could use them to make candles. Well, you know, electricity came along. They didn't need the candles, but they realized that humans will eat fat. So they began to make these things for us. And our liver becomes toxic mm-hmm. when it faces these trans fats.
Dr. Oz, should we be eating organic, speaking of trans fats? Because you won't find much of trans fat in organic, if any.
Yeah, there's no trans fats in organics. And by the way, anything in the produce section that does not have a food label is better for you, period, across the board.
Okay.
Now, organic foods, I'm a big fan of those, are the smart thing for all of us to do for two reasons. One, they're better foods for us. And generally, and the reason for that is they don't have pesticides, they're not being grown with hormones, etc. But they're also much, much better for the environment. But let me just make one cautionary comment here. There are many people listening to this program, but they don't have a lot of money. And it's difficult for them to afford to buy
yes.
some of these things.
Yes.
So I don't want you mortgaging your home to buy organic pumpkins. You know, there are some foods that are not critical that they're mm-hmm. organic. I would lean towards organic milk. I would lean towards organic produce that, like strawberries that are hard to wash because you can't get the pesticides mm-hmm. off them.
What about poultry, chicken?
Again, all these, ideally they would be organic, but I understand the financial constraints of a lot of Americans mm-hmm. for organic foods are more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd rather focus my energy not just on organic. And if you can afford organic food, please do it. It's the best thing for all of us. But in addition, I want people who can't afford it to realize that you can still eat great and not buy organic food.
One of the things that you had talked about recently on the Oprah Show is goji juice. Talk about that.
Well, goji berries come from the Himalayas. They are very potent antioxidant supplements that many people can include in their food supply. A lot of nuts are sold with little goji berries next to them. You can add goji berries to your cereal. You can add them to different foods you're eating. Because their antioxidant power is so strong, they're a wonderful additive. Remember, oxidation, which is the rusting of your body. It's what happens when you cut an apple in half and the apple turns brown.
Yes.
That's oxidation. When metal rusts, that's oxidation. Mm-hmm. So that's happening to your body as well. And you want that oxidation because your body uses that to kill off bacteria and viruses and cancer cells. But if it gets out of control or you aren't able to balance the amount of oxidation with antioxidant cells in your and chemicals in your body, then the bottom falls out. And that's where goji berries can play a role to allow you to cope with the oxidation as part of life.
And supposedly there's something called gochi, which is the next generation of goji juice. Do you know anything about that?
Don't know much about go-to, but there are a lot of goji berry products out there. There are other antioxidant juices and fruits from South America, mm-hmm. from Africa. These are products that have been used by these local cultures for centuries that we think have huge value. And I think the biggest frontier in American medicine is going to be taking some of the lessons from these indigenous medical systems and begin to apply them to our lives. Because, you know, if it's worked for them for 1,000 years, we should at least be looking at it.
Absolutely. What else can we do to prevent heart disease?
The other thing that's, that people forget about with heart disease is the role of the belly fat, omentum. Omentum is the fat that gives you a beer belly. It's not fat beneath the skin. It's fat inside the belly around the liver and the other main organs. And this omental fat was critical for the survival of our ancestors. But it's not in our best interest today because we never are facing times of famine. Instead, most of us overeat, build up that belly fat. And the belly fat does three things. It poisons the liver. So the liver makes a lot of toxic, lousy, or LDL cholesterol. It puts pressure on the kidneys, so the kidneys and the kidneys run your blood pressure. They have to elevate the blood pressure just to get enough blood to come to them. Mm-hmm. And it prevents muscle from using insulin, so you get diabetes. So these three things, diabetes, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, it's called metabolic syndrome, are the major drivers of heart disease. So getting rid of belly fat is the number one and most important bit of advice I give to any patient I ever see.
Man and woman, or do men have the belly fat more than women?
They both have it. You notice it more in men because men, with their testosterone, are more likely to deposit belly fat, and they deposit it earlier. But women will, over time, deposit belly fat as well. And I'll tell you a little secret for all the women listening. The obesity rate in men is higher than the obesity rate in women.
So to get rid of the belly fat, all the things you just suggested before, or something else?
Well, the two most important ways of getting rid of belly fat is cut out simple carbohydrates, the equivalents to candy bars when you put them in your mouth, because they go to your liver, and your liver quickly makes them into sugar. And that creates the metabolic syndrome that I mentioned earlier with belly fat. So you've got to cut out simple carbs that you'll lose weight immediately when you start doing that.
Okay.
And the second thing you need to do is physical activity. And now, I mentioned walking before as the foundation, but there's no way around the fact that you have to begin to exhaust yourself eventually with physical activity. You can't just sort of walk to the park once in a while and do well. Yeah, and you have to do two kinds of physical activity. First, you need to get some heart workout, which means you need to sweat. You need to rev the engine of your heart. And when you do that, you're getting your heart rate up, and there's a calculation of how to do this in the book. But for all those of you, just real quickly, your maximum heart rate can be calculated. You need to get 80% of that number, running on a treadmill, elliptical, whatever machine you use. And every once in a while, let's say a minute out of every 10 minutes, you need to really push yourself hard to really rev the engine.
Okay.
The second thing you need to do, and this is going to be very startling for women, but it's important, is you got to build muscle mass. Muscle burns 50 times more calories than fat does, 50 times. And it burns calories even when you're not exercising.
Okay.
So it's critically important that people have enough muscle mass to chew up the calories that they're eating. Now, most women, especially when they go through menopause, lose their ovarian function, so they stop making testosterone. If you stop making testosterone, you start losing muscle mass. So women will be eating the same amount of food, and all of a sudden they won't be making any testosterone, so they start putting weight on.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll continue this. You are listening to The Positive Living Show on News Talk 630 WPRO. I'm Patricia Raskin. Today is a specially pre-recorded program. We are very, very lucky to have on Dr. Mehmet Oz, MD, health expert of the Oprah Winfrey Show. And when we come back, we're going to talk more to Dr. Oz about his book, You Staying Young, The Owner's Manual for Extending Your Warranty. You're listening to Positive Living. I'm Patricia Raskin. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.